You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you nosy?
Oh, yes, very nosy.
Yeah. Are you one of those people who can, like, weasel information out of other people even if they don't really want to give it?
Absolutely.
What's your technique for that?
Comforting them and, like, making it seem like I'm included in the problem a little bit.
Okay, you insert yourself, you act like you care.
You try to be empathetic.
Oh, no, I do care, but I'm definitely more nosy than caring, which is kind of selfish of me, but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you try to come across as empathetic. You're saying, you know, I can relate with your problem.
Tell me more. Mm-hmm. Please tell me more.
Everybody's problems are really relatable, so I think it actually is really good to communicate those things. I talk about that with my friends all the time.
Listen to you, Dr. Phil. What's your current problem? You got anything going on?
Yeah.
No problems right now.
Well, that's a good place to be. You're not fighting with anybody or relationship issues?
Somebody did steal some money from me at work the other day, so
there
I have
we
to
go.
Problem today.
What?
How much money?
A little over $400.
What?
Like out of your purse or your desk or what?
No, so I have these vending machines and I refill them out of college and I put the money in this bag and the bag fell off my cart. And somebody stole the money and it's all on video and everything, but I'm going to confront them today and hopefully give them the benefit of the doubt. I know sometimes people need it more than I do, but
this is kind of your fault.
No, it's most definitely my fault. I'm not going to deny that. It definitely is.
So now, is it more or less just found money and not stolen money?
This might be a vernacular issue because you said the bag fell off and somebody grabbed it. That's different from them running up and taking it off the cart.
Shoving you down and taking
it.
That's not theft.
Maybe they just found it and they don't know what to do with it.
The reason it's theft is because it was on the school campus and they didn't return the money. And in the video, you can see them taking the money, placing it in a trash can, and then taking the trash out to later take the money back out of the trash into their car.
So they know what they were doing then. They knew where the money came from. Okay.
But you know who it is?
Yeah, it's all over these video cameras.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. You're going to get up in their kitchen, aren't you?
It's pretty funny because you can see in the video that he was trying to be sneaky, but not knowing that in every single camera frame, there he is.
There he is with
that
your money, with your $400.
Oh, man.
Are you making pretty good money doing all that vending machine business?
Oh, definitely. Vending machines are definitely a great move.
I'm a dork. I follow these couple guys on Instagram that do this for a living. They have vending machines and ATMs, and this is how they make their living.
If you don't mind us getting really snoopy here, Christine, what kind of money are you making from that business?
One vending machine probably profits me about $2,000 a month.
How many vending machines?
That's one machine.
How many machines do you have?
I have 4 vending machines.
So you're making
six figures.
Yes.
Just from selling Sun Chips and Twizzlers.
Yep.
And it gets you out of the house, too.
Yeah, but I don't only do that. We also do corporate dining cafeterias. The vending machine is like extra money.
That's your side hustle. Well, I got to get me a vending machine.
I got more questions.
I am joining in with the college, so then I can teach students how vending machines work, and then half of the profit I make is donated to them to learn more about business.
I'm pretty excited for that.
That's pretty cool.
So how do you get your foot in the door with the place? How do you talk them into putting a vending machine in their place? How do you do that?
So I already have the school cafeteria there, and I know that they already had vending machines, and they were unhappy with the company that they currently had. Due to lack of stocking and having products. And since it's just really me doing them, I can talk to the kids, ask what kind of snacks they want, and it's more like a person-to-person contact than just a big corporation.
I love this. I love every bit of it. I want to do this.
Do you set the price of the items inside the machine?
I do.
And then you probably go to Costco and everything and stock up on bulk and
So what are you charging for a package of peanut M&Ms these days?
Oh, I do $1.55 for all candy.
That's pretty steep, isn't it?
Not really.
No wonder she's
$1.55. Bump that up to $2. You'd get that all day long on a college
campus. One package of M&Ms.
$2 for M&Ms?
Nine M&Ms in it?
Kids
really?
Yeah, bump that price up. Let me ask you, where are your others? Can you quickly reel off where the other machines are?
So I have the four machines at this college campus, and then I have two more up also in the Springs at another college campus. And then the rest is just the cafeterias.
All right.
You've got great placement, man. That
I'll
is. Colleges? All right. I'm impressed. That's
now
pretty
that
cool.
We have completely gone through all of this and people are starting to drop off the line.
Sorry. I found it extremely interesting.
Yeah. We just had two lines open up so people can fill those up right now. 303-691-1649.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to the people who are hoping to play Rattle
People
off,
to hate. All those
listen,
people that hate vending machines.
When Jeremy and I get into things that are of interest to us, we pry.
Yeah. I said, I follow accounts on this. I'm really interested in what people do for their side hustles, so it's very cool to me. All right.
All right, let's play Rattle Off, Christine. 10 seconds. We're looking. These can be real, fictional. They can be animated. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But we need five famous captains. Five famous captains. Ready? And go.
Captain Hook, Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain Morgan, Captain Blackbeard.
Oh, no.
I needed a Captain Crunch
Kirk?
Or a Captain Kirk.
Kirk, yeah.
Captain America.
No, another one. Darn it,
Christine. Most worthless of the superheroes.
No, he's got the shield.
Christine, you didn't win, but boy, we sure enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
See you later.
Drive carefully. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dom, we got to get into vending machines.
The Dom and Jeremy vending machine.
I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. Here's Faith who's hanging out. Hi, Faith. What are you doing today?
Hi. I'm just going to work right now.
Yeah?
Okay.
You don't sound happy about that.
I don't know. It is what it is. It's a busy time.
I don't know. What do you do?
I work at a physical therapy office.
Well, that's good work. You're helping people.
Yeah. I do, like, the insurance stuff, though. So.
Oh, you got the boring. Yeah, that does sound boring.
You know, my wife Gretchen had an interesting observation the other day. She says that she puts off these days going to see a doctor about anything because they just automatically default to sending you off to physical
How
therapy.
True is that? It's a running
she's
joke.
Like, she's got like a pain in her neck and it just won't go away. She's like, I said, go to the doctor. She goes, they're just going to tell me to go to physical therapy.
Correct, man. You can go in and for like a rash up and down your arm and then my doctor's like, man, physical therapy.
Physical therapy. Listen, I'm not saying it doesn't work, so don't send hateful text messages. But what I am saying is there an element of the PT industry that has become a bit of a scam?
No, because, I mean, we have our
Well, you work in it. Of course
she's going to say no.
I mean, we look through and we make sure that...
I like, know.
They really do help people that need it, Dom.
Yes, and I did that disclaimer. They do help a lot of people.
They do.
Granted, now that we've established that, is there an element of it that's a bit of a scam?
They're in cahoots with the doctors.
I think so.
Sounds like a damn good place to put a vending machine, though.
Yes, it does. Put your ibuprofen in that vending machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Ice packs in the vending
machine.
Yeah,
yep.
Ace bandages.
Ace bandages, yes. So funny. All right.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Faith, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
10 seconds. Can you please? I don't like any of these, Jeremy.
Well, go
like
way back in the book, then.
I'll go
just
way
go
back.
Go into the middle of the book. We've got thousands of these.
But I'm in the middle, though. I have
go to
so
the end
many
of the book.
That is ridiculous. Hold on. Let's just
hold on, Faith.
I don't
just
like
give
these.
Us a second, Faith.
Okay. Yeah, we're working here.
All right.
All right, here we go. Give us, in 10 seconds, five different types of animals, five animals whose name begins with a letter M. Animals that begin with an M. Ready and go.
Okay, mammoth. Oh
yep.
gosh.
Uh-oh.
M is a hard one.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's save that one because it's so easy.
There's a bunch of when you hang up, you're going to think of about 11, and you're going to say, oh.
I know.
Yeah. But listen, we've enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye, Faith.
Bye-bye.
I just realized we made a lot of people mad at us in the last 3 minutes.
Well...
But you listen, we speak our truth around here. Isn't that one of the things that Oprah says we're supposed to speak our truth?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all let you reply to the text.
Okay, I will. I'll just write back and say, look, sorry, didn't mean to offend anyone.
Just joking.
And all that other happy horse. You know. Leo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you doing today, Leo?
I'm sitting, waiting.
For what? Are you trying to... Are you constipated?
It's a great life.
Sitting and waiting, huh? What are you waiting for?
Waiting for us.
I brought my roommate to a doctor's appointment, and I'm sitting out in the truck waiting on him.
All right.
Well, the doctor's just going to tell him to go to physical therapy.
You could have just drove him right there.
Just go to a PT office.
Yeah, but...
You're a good roommate, Leo, for doing that.
Yeah, you really are. You ever steal anything from your roommate?
No.
Do you want to steal something from your roommate?
No.
What do you covet of theirs? Everybody's got something that other people covet. What is your roommate? Like is your roommate a lover? He or a she?
What was that?
I said, is your roommate a he or a she?
He.
All right. Does he have anything, one of his possessions, that you're like, ooh, I'd really like to have that? Nothing?
Nothing.
God, you're no fun at all.
What do you hate about your roommate? Anything? Come on. Everybody has roommate issues. There's got to be something.
Come on.
I don't think he does his fair share. How about that?
Now it's starting to come out.
Now we're starting to get to it. Now
this therapy session is in action.
The cracks have formed.
Like what? What's he lazy about? Doesn't vacuum? Doesn't pick up?
Kitchen cleanup?
Yes.
Really?
All of those. So you're rooming with a slob is what you're saying.
Yes.
I think, are you guys splitting the rent?
Yeah.
I think he should be paying more. Why don't you approach him about that today?
The inflection on your means that you pay a little more, don't you?
No, I don't.
You do split it. Well, then if you're splitting it, I want him to pay more, and I think you should approach him about that when he gets back in the truck.
Mm-hmm. When he gets back in the truck, hand the phone to him, and we'll tell him.
Yeah, he's not pulling his weight.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay.
No? You're no fun, Leo.
Where'd you meet this roommate?
Years ago at the Botanic Gardens.
Okay.
And you were like, hey, you look like you need a roommate.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
All right, let's play Rattle
Off. We're done
with
you,
Leo. Leo's not having much fun with us, so let's just play Rattle Off.
Let's get her done.
Okay.
Don't give him 5 plants.
No, I won't do that.
5 flowers.
He's a botanic garden expert. All right, I'm going to give you something that starts with a letter 2. The letter is D, as in Dom. D, give us 5 different foods that start with a D. Foods that begin with a D. Ready? And go!
Donuts. Dog treats.
Danish.
No idea.
Danish is in the donut camp, I think.
I think I would have accepted
D's nuts.
Ding dongs.
Ding dongs, yeah. And many more.
And many more. Leo, listen, good luck with that roommate, okay?
All right.
See you later, Leo.
Thank you, buddy. I get the feeling Leo's never going to call us again.
No, and I feel like that roommate's walking all over him.
I do, too. I don't like it.
He even made him take him to the doctor and wait in the
truck. Yeah, right. He even drove him to the doctor. Kirsten, we feel like we're advocating for Leo, and I don't know. Do you agree with us on all of this?
I think so. Everyone should pull their own weight.
That's
absolutely. You darn right. You darn tootin', Kirsten.
What are you doing today?
Currently driving to the museum with kiddos.
Oh, I love that.
Paw Patrol tickets for them.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so, huh?
Oh, I don't know. You've had some tough ones.
Really? The animals beginning with an M?
I had that one, but not the the D word for food. That was tricky.
Think so? What do you do for a living?
I'm a nanny.
Oh, good for you.
That's good work.
How many kids are you taking to the museum?
Two.
Two little kiddos. What's the big exhibit there right now? What do they got going on?
No idea. There's a deep ocean thing. It's actually really cool.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
That's the free one.
Still like going into the, what's all the taxidermy animals that they got in there? What do they call that?
The
Hall of Life or whatever. I love those dioramas or whatever.
If you and the kids are into space stuff, they've got the Apollo exhibit when we went to the moon, and that's open for another like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
That's cool.
They have Unseen Oceans.
That's the one.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's a good one. And then After the Asteroid, Earth's Comeback Story.
Oh, that's cool.
I would be all over that one.
Yeah, girl.
Are you a Kirsten or Kirsten?
Kirsten. You had it right.
Kirsten.
Good. All right, let's play some Randall. If you're ready to give it a try. And everyone else who's on hold, remember, if we get a winner, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you.
All right.
In 10 seconds, we need... if you don't get this, Kirsten. 10 seconds. Five things that are old. Five things that are old. Ready and go.
My grandma, my grandpa, my house, my car, and my shoes.
Well, all right.
What? They're all old.
I guess that way. Fine.
We're just laughing. We're just having fun.
And my shoes.
Shoes.
Why did I get then?
No, that was just the end of the 10 seconds.
That was the end of the timer.
Oh, I was like, what? I gave them to you.
You've been sitting through like 3 or 4 of these already. You didn't hear the already?
Yeah, I know. I just panicked that I did it wrong.
Okay, no, I think you got it, actually.
I'm just thankful that you didn't say Dom. So thank you for that.
Oh, burn.
Whew. I'm more polite than that.
Yes, apparently. And you know what? You're a winner! That one was too easy, probably.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But you never know what you're going to get. Some are easy, some are challenging.
I want you to get some new shoes today, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some for Christmas, but I haven't been able to wear them because of the snow.
You want to keep them nice.
Snow boots.
Yep. Well, good job. You got it.
Get some Uggs. You stand by, please, and Josh will tell you about those Paw Patrol tickets, okay?
Yay, the kids will be so excited.
And so will you.
Yes,
fun.
I might have their parents take them. We'll see.
Okay, listen, hold on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, hold on. She's like, you take your own kids. I'm taking the day off. I won these for you.
And you know what she should do is she should tell them that she bought the tickets.
Yes.
Just take credit. I got these for you. Tanya is a really good person. She continued to hold. Thank you, Tanya. What are you doing today?
I am chaperoning a field trip. Pretty exciting.
Oh, God, I've done that a couple times. It's the worst.
Oh, my God. I got to ride on the bus and everything.
Yes, it's the worst. Where are you going?
I have no idea.
You don't even know what you signed up for?
You don't know where? It could be going to a brothel or something.
Oh, what kind of class is that?
If I'm with my kid, it'll be worth it.
Oh, it's really not. It's not.
I know, but
the worst. Talk yourself into it. I get it.
The worst was I'm not bad mouthing the zoo. I love the zoo, but just taking the field trip of the entire class to the zoo was a nightmare, because as soon as they get off the bus, you've got 50 kids that go in all different directions.
Yeah,
and trying to keep track of them was horrible.
Can you chain them all together or something?
Right,
tether them?
Maybe. Zip tie them together?
And just tether them so that they all stay
together? Something needs to be done with the zoo field trips.
Put them in a cage.
put them in a cage
and just wheel them around like they look like the monkeys.
They
and the monkeys point at them and say, "How's it feel?"
They need to redesign the zoo to where the school bus can just drive through it. So you just
like
keep
the
them all on the bus.
Park.
Yes, just like that. And you just drive through and do your little, you know, worksheet that you have to do. And then you drive right on out and go back to the school.
Yeah, but the problem is you'd get behind a couple of cars that are lollygagging and going.
No, it's just
slow.
For buses only. Just for school buses. Mm. No lollygagging. Well,
what
that sounds like a great
day. What do
you
do for a living, Tanya?
I rub naked people.
Oh, good for you.
I'm a massage therapist.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty good thing.
Are there people that come in that you're like, I don't want to rub this person?
I have a pretty good clientele for the most part, but I've been doing it for 23 years, so I've had my share of
You've had a few of those.
A few incidents that I couldn't wait to go wash my hands afterwards.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, I don't know how you do it. Luckily, what?
You're just saying we don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Yeah. You've got to get in a zone or something, right? How do you get past that?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, after 23 years of doing it, it's just,
you've seen it all.
Just another body.
You've seen it all.
About every possible thought that I can think of in every moment that I'm sitting there, you know, but just zone out.
Yep. You know, it's like a proctologist. You know, after a while, it's just another hole. You know,
I will say though, sometimes the body odor can kind of get.
Oh my God, Tanya!
Well, of course it would be. Again, we're talking about 23 years.
You're
going to
have stinky people.
Yeah,
you got to keep a little jar of Vicks there so you can put Vicks underneath your nose and keep rubbing. I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, lots of eucalyptus.
Right.
They look up and Tanya's got one of those clothespins on her nose. Well, can you turn all my
a full gas mask
over.
On? Yeah.
Hazmat
that's
suit.
That's when the mask came in handy.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
You know, you couldn't be more delightful. Thank you for staying on the line and at least chatting with us. Call back tomorrow to play, okay?
You guys are amazing. I love you guys. And you guys are definitely... I almost slipped, but... Yeah, you guys can definitely talk some crap, but I love it.
You're our people, Tanya. That's
Thank
all
you.
I can say.
Thank you for
you
the endorsement.
Are our kind of people. We could party with you, Tanya.
That's right.
So.
All right. Well, next time you need a rub down, let me know.
I will.
Thank you for that.
Will. You have a great day, okay?
All right. You guys too.
See you later.
Bye-bye. That's wonderful. We talk a bunch of, do we? Alexa,
sometimes.
Do you think we talk a bunch of, you know what?
I like it, so I don't care.
Well, then you're our people as well. Thank you.
You're our people.
Just tell it like
I've
it is.
I've been listening to you guys forever, so I'm used to it. Since Dom and Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You go back a long ways. Thank you for that. Well, that means a lot to us.
Course.
Thank you. We have Jeremy and I have both been around the block long enough doing this show. We realize that people are different. I mean, it's always been a little catchphrase of this show. And there are some people that are not suited to the way we talk.
They're a little puckered. Yeah.
We don't get upset. It's fine. People are there's a boring morning show for you out there somewhere that will, you know, kiss your butt and everything.
Cater to you, yeah.
Yeah, but
exactly,
there's
exactly.
A certain type of person that I think gets some sort of fulfillment out of hearing this us talk.
That's
you know
Alexis
what.
Right here.
And it's Alexis.
She loves the snark. What do you do for a living, Alexis?
I'm a dog walker and a pet sitter, so I'm just waiting between visits right now, so I figured I'd call you.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
How many doggies are you walking today?
I think I have 8 walks today and a few pet sits as well in between.
Again, another really good business to be in.
Yeah, lucrative, too.
Because people pamper their pets, so
sure do,
I'm sure you're making good bank.
Yeah. If I was the owner of the business.
Oh,
absolutely.
You're not the owner? Well, why don't you branch off and become your own?
You could do that.
I have been considering it. I have. I totally have been.
Do it.
And then you have to come up with some
I
sort
will.
Of punny type of name.
Yes.
You know, that's a pun. You know, the Bark Patrol or whatever.
The Bark
I'm
Off.
I'm thinking your friendly neighborhood pet walker. I don't know. That's maybe.
No, that's too long.
No. You don't want that. No.
No.
We'll think
okay,
on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, go
okay.
Start your own.
You let me know.
Mutts and Struts. How about that? Because you're walking and you're strutting?
Okay, you know what? Can
Mutz,
I take that? What
I don't know. I just Google it first. Mutz and Strutz.
Start with that. But yeah, that's a good one. But, you know, that gives you
Dom
something
to think
it. About.
Dom hates it. Dom doesn't like it.
No. It's not bad. The only problem with... No. It's good. I'll tell you the only problem with it
what?
Is people will be tempted to do like Mutz apostrophe letter N Strutz. Mutz and Strutz.
No, you got to put an and with this one.
Yes.
Mutz and Strutz.
You got to spell stuff out because people don't know how to write your, when they're doing a search online, they don't know your funky spelling of things.
Sounds like a little bit like an automotive business, though, that does shocks and struts, but Mutz and Strutz, I think, would work.
Mutz and Strutz is fun, or the Strut and Mutz.
Strut and Mutz.
Strut and Mutz.
Yeah.
There you go.
Search it up first, okay? See if it's taken.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I will make sure it's not taken.
You know, I better not say anymore. Listen, you have been charming and delightful as well. Thank you for staying on the line to talk with us. We hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you. You guys as well. Happy New Year's.
You as well, too. Alexis.
See
thank you so much for being on the show. And then someone who's been holding for 16 minutes and 34 seconds is Ashley. But Ashley, we're out of time, so have a great day, okay?
Bye, Ashley.
We're kidding.
She's like,
I was going to say, you better take my call after this, huh?
We'll give you as much time as you want. How long do you want to talk?
What's on your mind?
Well, I don't have too much time because I have to go see my patients.
What kind of patients?
I am a physical therapist.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, full circle. Full circle.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I bet you're raking it in.
Well, I'm a home health physical therapist, so I travel to my patients' homes to physical therapy.
I like that.
And
I'd rather have that.
The way you're laughing, you heard what we were talking about earlier, and you kind of feel like, yeah, you've been getting away with something for a long time.
Do you have a few doctors in your back pocket, Ashley, that send everybody to you? What else are you going to say, huh?
Yeah, sure, right.
I had to call and represent all physical therapists around the world, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So do you have a specialty? Like, is there something you specialize in?
I don't, but I do enjoy working with pediatric patients.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I bet that's rewarding.
That's good.
Yeah, and post-injury, so I love doing my manual therapy, so massage and range of motion on the joints and things like that. I really enjoy that stuff. So.
Well, listen, let me ask you something, because Jeremy and I have talked about this. My range of motion is pitiful. I am the least flexible person in the world.
Yeah.
Are there any little tips or tricks to becoming more flexible? And don't say just go stretch. I mean, there's got to be something besides that.
Okay, so most people say go and stretch, which is good. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stretch. But how are you stretching? That's the question. How are you stretching? Long hold stretches yield better range of motion. So if you were to hold the motion for go to the stretch, like when you feel that resistance, push just a little bit further and hold that for like 30 seconds. Do that every single day. You're supposed to do three of them every day for 30-second holds. You will get a good stretch. You'll get better range of motion, better flexibility.
I've heard, though, that Dom can't hold the motion for very long. It's just word on the street. I've heard rumors.
I think it's on the back of my bubblegum card, actually.
That's completely different.
Oh, it
is. Different.
Okay.
Yeah, there's probably exercises for that, too.
yes, endurance exercises.
Do you still come to the house for that, Ashley?
Hey, let me ask you. So can you, like, describe, like, a good overall basic stretch? Like, what would that be?
Just like
can
touch,
you describe
what, touching your toes?
Part? Yeah, what
yeah,
body well, part? I don't know. You tell me. I can't bend anywhere, so
like, well, you need
part?
Your back then. Your back is what's not bending, like it sounds well, like.
No, it's like okay, so like bending down to touch my toes. I mean, I haven't been able to do that my whole life. I used to be an athlete and I could never even really bend down and touch my toes. So
you're gonna want to stretch your gluteus muscles and your quadratus lumbarum muscles, all your muscles, those of your lower back and your hamstrings. So a really good one for your hamstrings is if you just sit on the edge of your chair, put your heel on the floor, toe up, knee straight,
got it.
And bend forward at the hip.
At the hip, Dom. Nice he can't even
all
do that.
I can feel it in the back of my knees right now. Like the back, no, the back of my knees is like, that hurts.
Yeah, start slow and low, dude. Like just
slow
just
and low, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's where it's supposed to be hurting, right? Behind my knees.
Not supposed to hurt, but
well, it does when I bend too far.
Do it again.
So go as far as I can, push just a little more, and hold it 30 seconds.
Do it.
Yes.
There he goes. Okay.
Stop.
I've had that happen a lot during my therapy sessions too, but you know, it's okay.
But you're saying this will help me over time.
Over time, yes. You're supposed to do it every single day. Hold it for 30 seconds, 3 times each time.
That's easy. Easy peasy.
And you'll get better. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've been delightful. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the tips.
And a shout out to all the physical therapists who listen to our show with a sense of humor.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashley.
You drive carefully today, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God, I love our listeners.